This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. NYU's Patrick Sharkey and his researchers using the National Center for Charitable Statistics, tracking the rise of nonprofits in 264 cities, found that every 10 additional organizations in a city with 100,000 residents allowed them to estimate it would lead to a 9% drop in the murder rate and 6% drop in violent crime. Regulators in Arkansas voted to ban the weed killer dicamba, developed by Monsanto, BASF, and DuPont, as an alternative to Roundup for 6 months of next year, including the summer, amid widespread reports of crop damage. Legislators are proposing an inquiry into technology deals negotiated by the Baltimore School District to see if a $205 million contract was influenced by free meals, travel, and other perks from the tech companies. Nearly a third of the 2017 car models offered in the U.S. do not come outfitted with a spare tire as standard equipment, according to AAA. The Maine Secretary of State, a member of the so-called Trump voter panel, has sued the panel for leaving him out of deliberations. Koch brothers-funded advocacy groups are now engaged in a dispute with veterans organizations as they attempt to increase the level of privatization in the VA health system. The latest men to have misbehavior with women become public include the Alabama Republican Roy Moore, a controversial former judge now running for the U.S. Senate, where four women have come forward with stories of his abuse of them when they were teenagers and he was in his mid-30s, and the well-known comedian Louis C.K., where five women comics have accused him of abuse. In Moore's case, two Republican senators have withdrawn support, and the campaign committee has stopped joint fundraising agreements. Polls indicate that 50% of Americans would blame Republicans if health care costs rise and people lose coverage, and only 37% would blame Democrats. Despite the cutback and support for signups under the Affordable Care Act this year, the rate of enrollment is stronger than previous years thus far, and over 600,000 have already enrolled. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.